Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are making our way towards the end of the 14th chapter of the book of Genesis, and we find ourselves also towards the end of a discussion around a man of mystery, Melchizedek. Who was he? Right now we are looking into option number 3. Melchizedek was a real man and also a type of Jesus Christ. We asked, in what ways was Melchizedek a type of Christ? And we are on our second answer. Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was a priest superior to the Levitical priesthood. Melchizedek and then Christ are greater than the Levitical priesthood in at least 6 ways. On Friday, we put the pedal to the metal and drove quickly through several texts in the book of Hebrews to prove that Christ brings permanent righteousness and peace, whereas the Levitical priesthood never offered permanent righteousness or peace. Let me give you a very quick review, because it may be that there was too much to take in so speedily last time. And even if you got it all, a review of biblical truth never hurts. It always helps. The sacrifices for sin under the Levitical priesthood did not deliver a permanent righteousness and peace to the people of God. And verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 10 really clinches the argument. Hebrews 10 verse 4. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. That verse sharply contrasts what went on in the Levitical priesthood versus what Christ did in his priesthood. Let me put this to you in the form of a question. If it is impossible for unblemished animals to take away sins, then what does take away sins? Hebrews chapter 10 answers the question. Hebrews 10 verse 10 says, by this we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Jesus Christ takes away sins, and he does so once for all. He does so permanently. Then, still in Hebrews chapter 10, we read verses 11, 12, and part of verse 14, which confirms this truth. Quote, every Levitical priest stands daily, ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But Jesus, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, for by one offering Christ has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And those who are sanctified are believers by faith in Jesus Christ. The sanctified are Christian people. Jesus is our permanent, once and forever sacrifice for all our sins. Hebrews 10 supports our main point. Christ brings permanent righteousness and peace, whereas the Levitical priesthood never offered permanent righteousness or peace. I hope that is clear. And again, I want to remind you that everything that was said on Friday and all of last week, all that has been said in this entire series, is available anytime for you at godisministry.org. That's our website, godisministry.org, where each day's broadcast is a free podcast. Check it out. Our time is so limited. So while I regularly desire more minutes to develop an argument in the scripture, we have to fit our task to the time. Need a refresher? Please get the podcast. Now let's move on to the fourth way in which Melchizedek and Christ are greater than the Levitical priesthood. Naturally, this will require some explanation that I will now give to you. But let me repeat that you note takers want to get this down. And by the way, if you do not take notes, I encourage you to do so. This is a great way to remember the teaching. The fourth way is this. Melchizedek and Jesus Christ had no human genealogy to qualify them as priests, whereas human genealogy was all that qualified a Levite to be a Levitical priest. We have already established that the command of God to Moses was that Aaron would serve as the first priest, the high priest, in the Levitical priesthood, and Aaron's descendants would do likewise. So if you were a descendant of Aaron, then you could be a priest. And if you were not a descendant of Aaron, then you could not be a priest. Pure and simple. No exceptions. The priests were chosen for who they came from. In Aaron's priesthood, genealogy was everything. Now it is true that God expected the Levitical priests to be holy. He commanded them to be committed to personal holiness in their lives before the living and holy God. However, personal holiness is not what qualified them to be priests. What qualified them to be priests was their genealogy. They had to be in the family, in the line of, in the order of Aaron and the tribe of Levi. We already know this from our previous discussion, but this must be highlighted again so that we can contrast this with Melchizedek and Jesus. While in Aaron's priesthood, that is the Levitical priesthood, genealogy was everything, in Melchizedek's priesthood, genealogy was nothing. I will repeat that. In the Levitical priesthood, genealogy was everything. In Melchizedek's priesthood, genealogy was nothing. Listen as I read for you Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 3. Writing about Melchizedek, the author of the Hebrews says, quote, without father, without mother, without genealogy. Mark that down. Hebrews 7 verse 3. The Bible tells us Melchizedek did not have a genealogy, and yet he was a priest of God Most High. Friends, Melchizedek did not inherit his priesthood, whereas all of the Levitical priests did inherit their priesthoods. The Bible speaks of Aaron's lineage out of the tribe of Levi. The Bible says nothing of Melchizedek's lineage. He emerges onto the pages of Genesis out of nowhere. As several commentators and Greek language scholars point out, this word translated as without genealogy in Hebrews 7 verse 3, well, this word is used nowhere else in the New Testament or outside the New Testament, even in Greek literature. And why is that? Well, the reason is obvious. Everybody has a genealogy. Everybody comes from someone, but not Melchizedek. The Bible says he is without father, without mother, and without genealogy. Do you hear the contrast with the Levitical priests? They knew exactly who their fathers and mothers were. They were Levitical, from Levi. And now this brings us to Jesus Christ. And someone will be quick to say, well, Jesus had a genealogy. And that is true. I agree. Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3 speak of the genealogy of Jesus. But here is the key. Jesus' genealogy does not matter towards his priesthood. I should say Christ's high priesthood. What I mean is that Jesus did not have a priestly genealogy, and he did not need to have a priestly genealogy. Jesus is our great high priest because of who he is, not because of who he came from. It is not because of his lineage that he serves as high priest. It is because of his life that he serves in this office. Listen to Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 16. This is Hebrews 7:16. Christ is he who has become priest, not on the basis of a law of physical requirement, but according to the power of an indestructible life. The power of Christ's indestructible life is what made him priest, not a law of physical requirement. That is, not a bloodline, a lineage, a human genealogy. Not those. Read Hebrews 7, verse 16, so that you can digest this great and often overlooked truth about our Lord Jesus. Let me add one more shocking reality. Did you know that Jesus was not even qualified to be a Levitical priest? Jesus was not qualified to be a Levitical priest, and here is why. Jesus comes out of the tribe of Judah, but the Levitical priest came from the tribe of Levi. Coming in the lineage or the genealogy of Judah made Christ disqualified to be a part of Aaron's priesthood. Isn't that something? If you are looking at something biblical that Jesus Christ is not qualified to do, here it is. He was not qualified to serve as a Levitical priest because he came from the tribe of Judah, not from the tribe of Levi. The point we have made today stands. Melchizedek and Jesus Christ had no human genealogy to qualify them as priests, whereas human genealogy was all that qualified a Levite to be a Levitical priest. What a difference! And tomorrow, when you come back, there will be more about this as we gather together and continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.